Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Hi, everybody. It's Fascism Free Friday here at the Randy Rhoads Show, and we're glad to have you. We also have a very special announcement. Today is a double match day, so keep it rolling. Keep it going. Donate now. Call 877-378-8669 and speak to somebody in Denver, Colorado about how your $100 will become $300. And here's how it works in a nutshell, okay? You say $100. We have two frontline funders that will also say $100 and turn your $100 into a matched $100 into a double matched $100, equaling a donation of $300. So thank you very much for doing that right now. Visit us at freespeech.org if that's easier for you, or text to 44321, the letters FSTV, and you can get double matched that way too. So please and thank you. It's D-Day plus one, everybody. So, yeah, I mean, you can't, I have to say D-Day plus one, because if I ran through the alphabet too quickly, we would never end up in Berlin. You know what I'm saying? It was like a long time before when this happened, you know. But here's the battle that they're remembering today, which is an interesting one, because I don't think a lot of people know about this one. This one is called the Point du... I don't speak French, as you know. You know, un poquito español, más o menos. But no French, like zero, like nothing. Like, I don't even know how to say je m'appelle Randy correctly. I mean, people will retch. They will recoil in horror if I should try to speak French. Even the word croissant comes out really badly from my face. So I don't do it. But point du hoc, it was a small group of guys. It was 225 men, okay? And they were Army Rangers, is what they were. And they were on a mission, and their mission was to destroy a German gun battery. Like, I want to play you Biden's speech right now, just so you can see the scenery. I mean, the words are, you know, inspirational as well, obviously. But I want you to see the scenery, because these men who were part of this this Second Ranger Battalion, and like I said, there were very few of them. It was 225. It was a brand new thing. Brand new thing. It was Omar Bradley was the general that commanded them. And they had to literally, and Omar Bradley had said that this was one of the scariest and worst missions he ever gave soldiers to accomplish. They had to scale up on, you know, rope ladders. Have you ever been like in a gym where they have a rope ladder? Now, I failed rope ladder. I was in the Air Force, and there's a thing called the confidence course, and part of the confidence course is the hand-over-hand ladder, you know, that one that's above, right, for upper body strength, and then there's a rope ladder, which also requires a lot of upper body strength and coordination. Just can't do it. I just couldn't do it, couldn't make it. I would never have been an Army Ranger, wouldn't have been qualified, couldn't have passed Omar Bradley's test. But these guys had to climb up a rope ladder on the side of a cliff. At this place, Point du Hoc, they were dropped off on Omaha Beach, okay? Dropped off on, and I heard from so many people my age who had fathers who were in this D-Day. I mean, it was a massive effort. And a lot of you told me the same thing, so I know it must be true for you, that their dads were not dropped off on the beach. They were dropped off so far offshore, and they were in full contact to try and walk on the beach. So that's exhausting. And then the guys from this Ranger unit, who also landed that way, had to then make their way to this point. And this point had to be scaled with rope ladders. They had to get to the top of this cliff, because at the top of the cliff was a German battery of six, I think they were, you know, big guns, 155 millimeter guns, guns that could fire 10 miles away, right? And it was creating like a lot of death. And so these guys were sent to take down these guns. They got to the top of this point, and they couldn't find the freaking guns. And for a really long time, There's been contretemps. There's been controversy about this particular mission. Some say it failed. They never found the guns. But now we know because men sat down and gave interviews like during the 50th anniversary of D-Day. And they said, oh, no, we found the guns. They weren't where we thought they'd be, but we found them and we destroyed them. And there was like a party up at the top of the hill when we found them. But very few of the guys that were tasked to do this actually survived it. It was just one of the most hellish days in the history of warfighting that was ever documented by people testifying to what they did that day. So I call it D-Day plus one because, well, it happened yesterday, but D-Day plus one because Biden went there today to pay tribute to the 225 Rangers who were tasked with getting to the top of this to the top of this point in Normandy.
We talk about democracy, American democracy. We often talk about the ideals of life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. What we don't talk about is how hard it is, how many ways we're asked to walk away, how many instincts are to walk away. The most natural instinct is to walk away, to be selfish, to force our will upon others, to seize power, never give up. American democracy asks the hardest of things, to believe that we're part of something bigger than ourselves. So democracy begins with each of us. Begins when one person decides there's something more important than themselves. When they decide the person they're serving alongside of is someone to look after.
Yeah.
When they decide the mission matters more than their life. When they decide that their country matters more than they do.
So you can see there that he's standing at Ocean's Edge, right, in Normandy, northern France. But when they cut away and they showed the monument that's been built on the edge of the cliff there where the wreaths were laid, that's the top of a cliff, okay? It's a straight down cliff that these men had to climb up in order to get to that, you know, level area. And back in the level area were these guns that a German artillery regiment had placed there. And they were firing at the guys on the beach, and that is why they had to go up there and find those guns. And they did. They did find it. It's just an amazing, it's one of those amazing stories. I mean, some people know about D-Day, and some people know about the Battle of the Bulge, which was brutal because it was freaking freezing. And I think, you know, one of the things that happened during the battle, it was the final German effort, right? It was the final Hitler move, Battle of the Bulge was. And the only reason why he didn't prevail, I think, is because his supply lines failed, meaning they couldn't get oil, they couldn't get gas to his troops fast enough in the middle of this freaking blizzard. And a lot of our dads actually reported back with frostbite. A lot of our dads were blown out of houses and blown out of their tanks and, you know, got frostbite in the snow. I heard so many stories from so many of you, you know, memorializing your dad's service. I saw photos of, you know, young men in their military uniforms. They were like maybe 19 in these photos. And a lot of our dads, you know, most of our dads are gone now because, you know, they would be in their late 90s, in their late 90s. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for sharing everything that you shared with me last night about your family and your memories of what your dad or maybe it was your granddad did. Because it's really pretty stunning. Now, on the other side of the break, what I want to do is I want to play you just very short clips of some of the men who were part of the battalion, the Rangers battalion that scaled this cliff. You'll hear their story. It's so harrowing. And I want everybody to understand when they hear that these were guys who never dreamed that they would end up on a rope on the side of a cliff. Some of them were from Jersey. One guy was from Altoona, Pennsylvania. You know, these were ordinary guys, never imagining that they could and would be doing this, but that they could and did.